mortars, grenades, and automatic weapon fire. The soundtrack to a city, Bakhmut, still under siege. This footage released by Ukraine's small remaining group of fighters, now largely encircled by Russian forces. An hour or so south, Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, meeting and greeting exhausted men with military medals and heavy expectations.
It is a pleasure for me to see you, shake your strong hands, and know that you hold the future of Ukraine in your hands.
His office also releasing this video from a hospital ward, one of hundreds in Ukraine. The injured here among the tens of thousands wounded in a war that's grinding on into its 16th month. Meanwhile, in Russian-released footage, President Vladimir Putin greets subordinates flanked by security. No sign of either his defense minister or top general on this rare trip to Russian-occupied territory. Security concerns kept them at home, the Kremlin says, to avoid tempting the enemy. A command center, his makeshift meeting room, maps blurred and walls camouflaged. He tells senior officers he wants their feedback more than a year into a conflict where Russian forces have publicly scaled down several strategic goals.
It is important for me to listen to you, to hear your views, to compare notes. I would like to begin your report about the situation in Kherson area, then Zaporizhia area.
See you later in the Kherson region, reads the sign. Ukraine hopes a counteroffensive in the coming weeks may precipitate a more permanent departure. Willem Marx, Al Jazeera.